This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Global solidarity with Africa. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that is an essential part of ending the coronavirus pandemic. Guterres saying Wednesday international action is needed to help strengthen its healthcare systems and food supply and to avoid a financial crisis. He commends African countries and the African Union for acting quickly to enforce quarantines and border closures and to rely on regional cooperation to try to stop the spread of the virus. Egypt has announced worshippers must stay home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday. That marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The government also says masks must be worn in public starting on May 30th. A mandatory mask order goes into effect Thursday in Spain for those over the age of 6. The order applies to kids and adults who are in a public place where it is not possible to stay 2 meters away from others. Japan plans to lift the state of emergency in the western areas of Osaka, Kyoto, and Hyogo. Public broadcaster NHK reported Wednesday the government will keep curbs in the Tokyo area and the northern island of Hokkaido. Officials in the Chinese province of Jilin are trying to contain a new cluster of COVID-19 cases, including 4 new infections reported on Wednesday. Another country trying to contain an uptick in cases, Venezuela. The South American country is seeing more cases along its border with Brazil and Colombia. Authorities said there were 131 new cases over the course of 24 hours and linked the increase to migrants returning home. More stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said he is considering imposing a ban on travel from Brazil. This as the country's daily death toll from the new coronavirus jumped to a record on Tuesday. Brazil overtook Britain Monday to become the country with the third highest number of confirmed infections behind Russia and the United States. Brazil's confirmed cases also jumped by a record 17,408 on Tuesday for a total number of 271,628 people who have tested positive for the virus. President Jair Bolsonaro, an ideological ally of President Trump, has been widely criticized for his handling of the outbreak, such as opposition to restrictions on movement he sees as harmful to the economy. President Trump is defending his promotion and personal use of an anti-malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, as a medication against COVID-19. Trump said thousands and thousands of front